coming up on episode number 320. Well, we put another quarter into the slot and revisit video game covers. So on today's show, you're going to hear stuff that was originally on 8-bit systems, 16-bit systems, even 64-bit systems. Things like Super Mario, of course, Chrono Trigger, Halo, and even Legend of Zelda. Yes, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Friday afternoon. It's May 11th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Now, we're bringing you today video game covers. Last time I did this was way back on show number 181, and the results were actually pretty surprising. I thought that there would be a lot more people against video game cover songs, but I was blown away by how many people are, you know, really into it and really want to hear it. And what I'm doing today is I'm picking some songs that if you're not a video game player, not a fan of the old school NES or Super NES or things like that, that you're still going to find a lot of stuff in today's show that you're going to like. So sit back. If you're not a video game fan, enjoy this. If you are, then be prepared to relive some of those great games that we all grew up on. There's a few in here that I wasn't familiar with, but thanks to a lot of listeners and a lot of requests, we're going to get them in here. First up, had a request for this one right after I did the last show, as well as recent requests from both Dan. Did he say where he's from? He did not. Dan R. and Andrew. Andrew was the reigning champion, I believe. Andrew Rothman, one of the champions from the latest Coverville Idol. Both requested this one, and I couldn't be happier to play it because I love it. It's a Super Buck Jazz cover of Super Mario Brothers 2, the music from Super Mario Brothers 2, and it's performed by Estratosphere. Let's jump right in with Super Mario Brothers 2.
Thank you. Batman. Eat them up, yum yum.
Eat Them Up, Yum. That is Orbital with their techno remix. It's a remix, not a cover, of the Pac-Man theme. I did include it here because I like it, not because it's a real straight cover by the basic definition of cover. But I like what they did there, and I like how they mix some kind of, some gorf sounding vocals in there. I'm not sure if that was really Gorf, maybe the insert coin. Before that, you heard Super Mario Brothers 2, the Super Buck Jazz version. That's by Stratosphere, and that is available on the OC Remix website. All right, let's get to a few more here. That this next set. If you're not a video game fan, this is the set for you. By the way, a real big shout out to all the Extra Life radio listeners who caught my show over there on Scott Johnson's excellent program and decided to check out Coverville. This episode is really dedicated to you guys. It's really an influence from the Extra Life stuff. As a matter of fact, one of the songs in this next set was suggested by O on the show, Obsidian, of course. Let's go ahead and jump into the first of the two, though. This is the main theme of Halo 2. Now, on the last show I did, which was episode 181, if you want to go back, I played Martin Leung, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, L-E-U-N-G, and his version of the Super Mario Brothers theme. Now, he takes video game music and he reimagines it with classical music, and he plays it on the piano, and it's just absolutely beautiful stuff. For songs that you don't recognize, you would swear that it's just a regular classical piece. It's that beautiful. And for me, that's what this one was, because, okay, admit it, I've never played Halo 2, or at least I haven't played very much of it. So let's get right into it. This is Martin, better known as the Video Game Pianist. You'll find him on his Video Game Pianist website with his version, his cover of the Halo 2 main theme.
Thank you. the beginning of a new and excitingly different story.
As recommended by Obsidian during the Extra Life radio show. Actually, he and I spoke for a little while after we finished taping Extra Life radio and talked about a few video game covers. And that was one that he recommended I check out. And sure enough, really cool stuff. Like, again, if you didn't know that it was part of a video game or a cover of a song from a video game, then you wouldn't be able to figure it out just by listening to that. It's an acid jazz style there. That's Chrono Trigger. The Brink of Time. It was a CD that was released covering the entire soundtrack of music from the Chrono Trigger video game for the Super Nintendo, performed there by Guido, and the CD is called The Brink of Time. Before that, you heard Martin Leng, correct me on that, please, the video game pianist doing his cover of the Halo 2 main theme. And I'll put a link in the show notes to his website where you can hear a bunch of his music. He's actually going on tour with the video game concert. Let's see. Is that called Video Game Concert? I believe it is. And it's an orchestral version of video game music covered right before your ears. Let's go to a little ragtime, shall we? This is one of my favorites. Super Mario World, I believe this is the level where you're up in the clouds on the moving platforms. Yeah, I just really, really threw out my geek card there, didn't I? This is the ragtime theme from Super Mario World. It's performed by XOC, better known as Jason Cox, from Super Mario World. Thank you.
Ryan. This is Quentin from Kansas, and I'm calling with a request. I recently heard you announce that you were going to do another video game cover story, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to get this song on the show. It is a cover of the Tetris theme, the name of which I'm not even going to attempt to butcher, and it's done by a band who's never been on your show before, and they should be, even though I'm not sure they do any other covers, called Ozma. And you can go to their website, ozmaonline.com, and it's in the download section, so that should be easy to find. And it's a pretty amazing version, so I think it should be in the next video game cover story for sure. Thank you.
Legend of Zelda, Link's theme there, performed by a group called The Rabbit Joint. And this is, as far as I know, the only thing that they've done, although I'm sure somebody can jump in there and let me know if they've heard of these guys doing some other stuff. Sometimes this is attributed to System of a Down, but no, really, it is The Rabbit Joint. And as a quick correction earlier, I quoted the Pac-Man theme, the techno remix, as being from Orbital. No, that's not quite true. It's Aphex Twin, and it's from the album Power Pill Pac-Man. So just a real quick correction there from that earlier song. Before Legend of Zelda, we had a few things in here. We had Korobeiniki, which is the theme from Tetris, performed there by a group called Ozma, and it's on their album The Double Donkey Disc from 2002. I gotta say, man, I checked out Ozma purely on this cover, but I am hooked, man. Their music is awesome. It's perfect. it's power pop, man, and it's great. I'm picking up a few more of their songs right now, so ordering the album as we speak. Before Koro Bainki, we had the Ragtime theme from Super Mario World, performed by XOC, or Jason Cox. He actually took real instruments and performed all the music from the soundtrack of the game Super Mario World. So everything from opening to ending credits and the game over music. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can find more about that. All right, I wanted to play one cover here that is a video game cover of a real song. And I think I played Coldplay's Yellow on the show last time I did this. This was a suggestion by Mark G. Didn't say where he's from, but there's a band, and I need to know about this band, so you know, correct me on this. Forgive me on this. I didn't know about the band called Umphrey's McGee. Apparently they are a jam band, kind of in the similar technique as Fish and, of course, Grateful Dead, but not in style. They're a little bit funkier. They're a little bit more pop-oriented. Is that an accurate description? They came out with an album just this year called The Bottom Half that featured the song I'm about to play called Bright Lights, Big City. I'm going to follow it with an NES style, an 8-bit music style version of the same song, just because there are so many layers and different melodies and different bits of the Umphrey's McGee song that I'm going to play first, that I want you to hear the second version so you can see the unusual stuff that they're able to do with that with the NES version. Does that make sense? So you're going to hear a double shot here. Here's the original. It's Bright Lights, Big City by Umphrey's McGee.
Blue ice, make you frisky. Stroll, stroll, stroll light on your body.
some 8-bit funk for you there. That's Bright Lights Big City, both in the original analog version and in the follow-up 8-bit NES-style version. The version you just heard comes from Umphrey's McNES, which is a MySpace page where this guy creates all these Umphrey's McGee covers using 8-bit sounds and still manages to keep the funk and keep the style of the song very much intact. You know, there were a lot of games, older games, that I think would have been saved if they would have had a soundtrack this engaging or this entertaining. Before that, of course, you heard the original Umphrey's McGee, Bright Lights, Big City, from 2007's The Bottom Half. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this edition of Coverville, the video game cover story, too. If you want to send an email with your feedback on the show, or requests for next time, or anything you want to ask, you can send an email to coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line, like you heard Quentin from Kansas do earlier in the show, and that number is 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com, or in the forums at that very, very same website. We'll be back on Sunday with another edition of the All Request Show, and kind of get this train back on track after a couple quick vacations. Hope you haven't missed the frequency of the show. We're going to pick it back up here, starting with Sunday's show. And really, that's going to do it. So until then, this is Brandon Ebbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And all your bass still belong to us.